And here is some news about cross country, Joanne.
Thank you, Evie. So tell me, Aston, what was it like at cross country?
Well, it was very tough and hard, and I was very glad to come seventh place. I was happy.
How long was the race from like the both pitches you did?
It felt like an hour, to be honest, but it only took about 5 or 10 minutes.
Was there any other scores?
Yes, there were three others, and Blaenecombe, St Mary's and other schools there.
So tell me why you like to join about this cat, Jack.
Well, it's just a load of fun, isn't it? And it's competing for the school, so you gotta enjoy it, really.
Same as you, Aston, what made you want to join?
To be honest, I'm good at running and I just really enjoy it, so that's why I joined.
Okay, nice. Now in the other news, as part of Super Scientist topic, Year 5 and 6 have been learning about Charles Darwin, and here's Adley to tell us more about it.
Have you ever wondered why sharks hunt for blood, or why hyenas laugh, or even why cacti are so sharp? The answer is common sense, evolution. We know this because of the outstanding Charles Darwin. If Darwin's parents never met, if he never got so intrigued by nature, if he never had such a keen eye, then you and me would never have known about evolution. Charles Darwin was born on the 12th of February 1809 in the small and peaceful town of Shrewsbury, England. He lived with a rich and wealthy family of scientists. Both his mum and dad were successful doctors. The young Darwin had lots and lots of interest, too many to count, but we get sidetracked. He loved nature. Ants and flies, flowers and bees, snails and slugs. He loved them so much, in fact, he could have even been one of the many things. The young naturalist continued his biological studies, but with spectacle of some beaks. One was sharp and the other one was curved. He thought this was weird, but he didn't tell anyone. His dad sent him to medical school, but there was a problem. He hated the sight of blood. So he quit and returned to study insects and animals. But then he saw an opportunity of a lifetime. Darwin may have sucked at school, but then went to the Cambridge University. Nonetheless, in 1831, Darwin was offered an unreal opportunity to explore South America aboard the HMS Beagle. Although his father was in disbelief that his son wanted to go on his voyage, but Darwin convinced him to pay for the trip. Nonetheless, he got to go on the HMS Beagle. Whilst on his journey throughout South America collecting specimens, he saw that there was a variety of different species of plants and animals on the Galapagos Islands, such as the turtles can grow up to 2 meters. So he called it natural selection. Natural selection is where one animal is better adapted to survive. So let's say one rabbit is fast, but the other one is slow. It will get hunted. So they will slowly evolve to survive and reproduce. So we called it natural selection. Now here's Aston with some football news.
The first game of the evening, Arsenal versus Leeds. It was a very tough game and close one, but Arsenal managed to get a 1-0 win from Saka in the 62nd minute. Well, it was a very tough game, but here's the next one. It was one of the biggest games of the weekend, Liverpool versus Man City. Well, it was a very tough game as well, but Mo Salah managed to get in the 75th minute. It's just too bad that Klopp had a red card. And then the next game, Chelsea versus Aston Villa. To be honest, that was another tough game, but obviously we know the favourites in that one, Chelsea. Mount scored the free kick in the 65th minute to make it 2-0 to Chelsea. And then the most boringest game ever, Man United versus Newcastle. To be honest, it was just boring, 0-0, 0-0. And yeah, it's Jack with some questions.
Well, Aslan, what do you think of the game? Because we know you went to the Anfield.
Well, it was just a great atmosphere, and I was in the Kenny Dalglish stand.
Wow, that sounds really good. What do you think of it?
Well, like I said, it was very good and a great atmosphere. It's just that it's just a poor referee doing it.
What do you think of Klopp's red card, Aston?
To be honest, he kind of deserved it because he was shouting at the referees.
Wow, what do you think of Mason Mount's free kick?
Well, it was just spectacular. It was just the greatest free kick of the season, in my opinion.
Here with the weekend weather forecast is Cash. Let's hope it's good news.
Well, Evie, don't shoot the messenger, but all weekend it's rainy. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that's unfortunate. You'll have to remember your umbrellas. It's been an amazing week of flying to come. I hope you enjoyed our news bulletin. We'll see you next week.
Funk you up, uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexy and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexy and flown it. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey.